Somehow there are always so many devotees who wish to participate in the programs that we have decided to use this modern technology to reach all of them. Also, in this way, I don't have to travel so much and just go to the places where a maximum amount of devotees are there. I don't have to do this if I can reach them in other ways, and that's much more convenient. Hare Krishna, I really want to say this morning that maybe you can notice that there is a special atmosphere or a special mercy within the atmosphere, and I really request you to tune yourself into this atmosphere of getting mercy. And maybe the best is if I read to you what a great devotee Narahari Saraka Thakur, whose song we sang yesterday, says about Gaura Bhakti. And as you will allow your heart to become touched by this, I would say, deeply emotional and ecstatic fixation on Lord Gauranga, you might feel something, what Gaura Bhakti can mean to you, yourself. He starts, Manare, Kahana Gaura Kata, O mind, speak only about Gaura. Gaura's name is the abode of nectar and the worshipful bestower of Unatochala Prema. He says, when you just take the name of Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura!
Then if you do this long enough, you get the nectar of the highest type of prema. In sleeping, say Gaura!
Gaura!
In dreaming, say Gaura!
Gaura!
Gaura is the star of my eyes. In life, say Gaura!
Gaura!
At the time of death, say
Gaura!
Gaura's name is the precious necklace I wear around my neck. He doesn't want a flower garland, he wants a garland of names. Keeping Gauranga inside my heart, I will sit somewhere alone and fix my mind on his enchanting moon-like form. I thought I would make, if the atmosphere remains peaceful, in the sense that our young devotees are well taken care of, then I want to make a meditation with you. I will gaze in Gaura's eyes and I will become absorbed in his beauty. Those of you who know, because they are in the Grihastha ashram or they have other experiences, they know when you look deeply into the eyes of someone, you will see the essence of that person. So he wants to look deeply into the eyes of his Lord Gauranga and become absorbed in Gauranga's beauty. Without Gaura, I cannot live. Gaura is my everything. I pray to give up my life taking the name of Gaura. I ask for nothing else. So his highest benediction he can imagine is that when the moment comes when Yamaraj is knocking on his door, and when he lies down to make his final journey, then he takes the name of Gaura, nothing else. Gaura's movements, Gaura's nature, Gaura's smiling face and Gaura's love, Gaura's full form, may all this enter my heart. Gaura is my Dharma. Gaura is the object of my karma. Gaura is the essence of the Vedas. I surrender my life totally at Gaura's lotus feet. It is Gaura who will take me across the ocean of material existence. And now watch how he ends his kirtan to Gaura. He will actually, he very humbly talks about Gaura's name. Gaura is the essential sound vibration and the wells for that person in whose heart he manifests. So don't talk anything about Gaura. Don't talk anything else than Gaura. And then have him in your heart and you will be the richest person. You think about this. What has it helped you to talk about so many material things? Have you actually become happy? No. So start talking about Gauranga and take him in your heart. Has all this which is in your heart, all the movies you have seen, all the remembrances which you have of your different activities, has that really touched your heart? Are you satisfied? Look into your life. It's not the case. Bring Gauranga into your heart and become rich. This is Narahari Sakan. I think we can allow ourselves to try to understand his logic. Narahari Das always prays to take shelter at the feet of such a person. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Manachari. Yamuna Tira Manachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Madhava Kunya Vihari. Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga. Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga. Nitai Goranga. Nitai Goranga Gaura Hari. Nitai Goranga Gaura Hari. Joy Satchinandana, Joy Satchinandana. Joy Satchinandana, Joy Satchinandana. Joy Satchinandana Gaura Hari. Jay Satchinandana Gaura Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari. Jaya Gaura Hari, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Nitai Gauranga ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. I have to say a great, great thank you to our extremely talented Madanga player, G, who is engladdening the heart of Lord Gauranga today. As you may, I mean, we all know that the flute of Lord Krishna was very sad when he heard, he's a male person, when he heard that Krishna intended to go to the material world and leave him behind, and he just begged the Lord to come along, and Krishna answered, you can come along, but you will need to have to change your form. I'm also doing this. I'm coming in a golden form. I'm not coming in my blackish form. I'm in a golden form. So you will also have to take another form. You will have to take the form of the Madanga drum, of the kol. So the flute readily agreed, and therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes the Madanga playing in a very interesting way. He says Madanga is, he doesn't describe it really as a percussion instrument who makes rhythmical talas, but he says the melody of the Madanga is very sweet. You can, I think he hears the flute when he hears the Madanga. Flute cannot hide himself entirely. So today our Madanga player G has brought out the sweetness of the Madanga and gladdened the heart of Gauranga. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. Very interesting. You won't say a drum set sounds very sweet. You will say it sounds very stompy or very groovy or very something, but only a wind instrument and a string instrument can sound sweet, like the flute or the violin. And yeah, but the Madanga sounds sweet because it's actually a flute. All right, so here, today, we have a very important verse of Rupa Goswami, which is taken up, I think very important for us to understand. Anaripitam charim chirat kanunaya vatino kalo samapaitam munatochvala rasam sva bhakti shriyam hari purata sundara duty kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spuratu va shachinandana. Before we go into the text, let us pay our obeisances. A very, very powerful verse. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Go Bhaktavinda Vanshakalpataru Vaisha Kripa Shindu Vaivacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hmm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo, Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo, Gaurango Dvijanayaka, Gaurango Dvijanayaka, Jatinam Dandinam Chaiva, Nyasinam Chashiromani, Nyasinam Chashiromani, Raktam Baradara Shiman, Raktam Baradara Shiman, Navadvipa Sudakaraha, Navadvipa Sudakaraha, Prema Bhakti Pradaischaiva, Prema Bhakti Pradaischaiva, Shri Shachinandanastata, the verse says, it's actually a blessing. A blessing by Rupa Goswami. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. He is resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. It's a verse from Vidakta Madhava, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot describe the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami said, Vo yushmakam hridaya rupa guhayam Shachi Nandano Hari Pakshe Singha Spurato. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is exactly like a lion that kills all the elephants of desire, be awakened within everyone's heart. For by his merciful blessings, one can understand the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna. So, we will talk a little bit on this subject, and at the end, there are some presents for all of you from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which I think you will appreciate very much. Om Achanati Marandasya Jananjala Salakaya Shakshun Militam Yena Itasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. The essential point of this verse really is a prayer for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear in the inner cave of our heart. Hare Krishna, Nanda Chaitanya. You are not yet here. You just are happy that you made it. So please concentrate now. So it's a prayer really for Gauranga Mahaprabhu to come into the heart. And it is said how this Gauranga Mahaprabhu is. He has a shine and effulgence like molten gold. And it's not just a light which is surrounding him, but it is, this light has a special quality. It's the mellow of conjugal love, the very, very high love of Godhead. So that is there. And the prayer is, may this Lord, with this golden effulgence of light and love, appear in my heart and take care really of, in American English you would say, my stuff. In Deutsch würde man sagen, dein unbewältigtes Zeug im Herzen. In colloquial language, in ordinary language, or in psychology you would say, my, let's speak about Krishna conscious psychology, obstacles inside, my attachments, my unhealthy desires. And may he awaken instead my real desires. So this is the idea of this verse. Now, if you read our Vaishnav literature, you will find out that each of the great authors of Vaishnava poesy will take concepts from another great soul and bring a certain taste into this concept, which makes it is everything all right? Yeah? Which makes it even more tasty. And here Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he really describes to us what this means to meditate about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, I should tell you, has written this book Chaitanya Chandramrita, which is different from other books on Gauranga. Many authors before him describe the pastimes of Lord Gauranga in sequence. First this happened, that happened, that happened. For instance, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavandas Thakur talk like this, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has made poems, and they all describe successively. But this book is different. Prabodhananda Saraswati in this book talks about his bhava spurtis. It means the impressions which he has in his love for Gauranga. It's very interesting. He talks about ecstasy, his personal ecstasies, which come and go, not in sequel order, but which overwhelm him like a wave from above. So he says in text 29, that's the 129, Belayam lavanoda dea madurima Pragbhava saras pural Lilayam navavallavi rasanidea Aveshayanti jagat Kelayam apishaishaveni jarusha Vishvaika sammohini Mutika chana kanchana Dravamayi Chetaya mero chate. There's a form of molten gold that delights my heart. I see that form on the shore of the saltwater ocean. That golden form plunges the entire world into the very sweet pastimes of Lord Krishna, who's the nectar ocean of love for the young gopis. Even in his childhood pastimes, that golden form enchants the entire world. So, he sees Gauranga Mahaprabhu in his Navadvip Leela and in his Neelachal Leela. And today, because it's the appearance day, I wish to speak about Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Navadvip Leelas. Yesterday we spoke a little of his Leela on the saltwater ocean in Neelachal in Puri, where he acted as a sannyasi, with a love-intoxicated sannyasi. So, and yesterday we said that renunciation is possible in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's bhakti, path of bhakti, when the nectar comes into your heart and you become ecstatic in Krishna consciousness, and then knowledge and renunciation becomes a byproduct, something which happens automatically to you. Whereas other paths say, first the qualification, then the love. Gauranga's path, while taking elements of the first path into consideration, mainly is chant Hare Krishna and become ecstatic in Krishna consciousness, and then everything, the material desires will flee out of your heart like big elephants, gray elephants, dark elephants run away when the lion roars. And they disappear on the horizon of Africa. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati, now, in order to make this point very clear, talks about his own experience. My dear devotees, usually in spiritual circles, describing one's own glories and experiences is disapproved by spiritual authorities, because self-praise is as good as death. There's a Sanskrit shloka. If you praise yourself, you get ready for your spiritual death. However, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami explains to us, of all forms of evidence, you know, that which convinces us, experience of one's own life is the strongest. Have you ever seen this in your own life? When you have actually experienced something, then you are convinced. Oh, yes. I know. I know that Maya's taste is bitter. I have gone into Maya and I come out and I know. I will be careful next time. Or you know things like you were in a kirtan, and no one has to preach to you that kirtan is good. If you made an experience, your experience is your strongest and most convincing teacher. So, the great Vaishnavas will break the rule to talk about their exalted experience just so to make us understand a point which they have experienced. Normally no one talks about their realizations, because it is understood that if you talk about them, Maya takes them away. But these great Vaishnavas like Prabodhananda Saraswati will talk about an actual experience in order to make us faithful. This is a technique adopted in the Bhagavatam by Narada Muni, who speaks about his own experience on his spiritual path to his disciple Vyasadeva, and it is also adopted, this method to talk about your experience to convince someone else, by Gop Kumar or Sarup in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, who says, when he sees this unfortunate disciple who cannot understand anything about spiritual life, he says, describing one's own glories, this is a translation of a verse, is really disapproved by spiritual authorities. But nothing else, I could say, will bring about the good fortune of this ignorant person. So Prabodhananda Saraswati adopts the same thing. He just brings out his realizations to make us convinced of something. Now I want to ask Ananda Chaitanya to open the window, because I can see that some of you didn't sleep very well. Can also look in the internet here. Some of you are tired. So open your window, please. We need a fully awakened audience for this. It is a difficult point, subtle points which you will hear. Hare Krishna. Now the internet, everybody says, my God, is he seeing what I do? A little bit we can see. So my dear devotees, I want to ask you a question. Breathe in deeply. As long as your heart is so much filled with subconscious impressions of your previous life, how will you remember Krishna? You will remember these impressions. I'm very, 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 very amazed to say that in my life I experienced this. I'm now 57 years old. This is old. This is almost 100 years. I thought in the beginning of my spiritual life I would forget the Rolling Stones. I really thought, because I was participating in the modern culture, dancing and going wild, and I thought I would forget all this. But what I experience in my life is, when I'm on a certain level of consciousness, I remember very well even lines of songs which impressed me at that time. Now, I was ashamed of this and would never talk about this, especially not on internet. But then I learned this is a psychological effect of life. Whatever impresses you has made a stamp in your heart. It's called the citta, in that deepest area, and is there like a stamp. However, in Krishna consciousness, it is possible to go on another level. And as you are on another level, and if you have impressions on the other level, these impressions are very, very strong. And I'm glad to say what I see sometimes in dreams is Mick Jagger and Keith Richard chanting wildly Hare Krishna before an audience of 50,000 to 100,000 people. I can see how Krishna conscious impressions begin to lay over the other impressions. They may still be there, but they are filled with something else. So my question to you is, how will you purify your subconscious mind? What is your program for this? If you don't have a program for this, then you will see that the old impressions of your past life, lives, plural, of your past lives, will remain and determine your life. You will see. If you don't make a conscious effort to bring something very strong into your heart, you will remain in material consciousness. So, once this point was brought out in a discussion between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who asked Haridas Thakur, "Tell me, Haridas Thakur, how will the living entities ever be delivered? How will the heart," we say in German, which is like a Mördergrube, we mean with this a place of past impressions ever be purified? Do you know that a murderer who has killed someone, he can never forget that moment when he took the knife or the pistol and committed the crime? It will always stay inside of him as a deep impression, and he will suffer totally from this. He is forced sometimes to return back to the place where he did it by his mind. So the heart is something like this, a place where the impressions of what you did will force you to go back to them and to remember them. It's like this. So then Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, how, when the living entities have made so many material impressions, will they ever be delivered? And Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, you know the answer, but since you asked me, it's by the holy name. And then he starts to preach to Gauranga. I have heard from Balabhadra that once you, my Lord, were walking through this uninhabited forest of Jharkhand. You took a bath under a waterfall. When all of a sudden wild elephants entered into the water, into the same lake, because they wanted to take also a bath. Now when elephants come and you take the bath at their bathing place, you know, normal, that means trouble. But what I heard is that you were not troubled. You took the water, you sprinkled it over the elephants, and you said, chant Hare Krishna. And the elephants became so ecstatic by the touch of the water which you had touched, and by hearing the holy name, that they actually started to chant. They didn't act as elephants, in other words. And then I have heard something else, said Haridas Thakur. I heard that you walked through the forest and there was a huge tiger. Now, Jharkhand forest is part of, now, of Bihar, but it used to be part of Bengal. Do you know how big Bengali king's tigers are? I heard they are the biggest are 5 meters. How, what is 5 meters? Yeah, I heard. The length of the room? No. The width of the room. And they are really monsters. They are intense. They are powerful. Maybe we have to go into the internet. I'm beginning to think that's not, I mean, that's a little big, but they are really very big, you know. So Mahaprabhu walked over the path, and he saw a tiger sleeping there, digesting his meal, most properly. And Mahaprabhu just took his foot, kicked him, and said, "Don't sleep! Chant!" Now, if you wake up at Bengali king's tiger, Bengali Königstiger, you are out for trouble. But the tiger, I heard, said Haridas Thakur, by the touch of your lotus feet, began to chant, and more, he came along with you, and when he saw that the deers were coming along, rehe, they embraced. And what this means, my dear devotees, is they stop, that natures are changed. The subconscious impressions which are forcing a conditioned soul to act are removed by Gauranga Mahaprabhu's influence in the holy name. Therefore, Rupa Goswami and Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur tell us, may the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Why? Because they will take care of the elephants and the tigers in your heart, the unwanted desires. As Rupa Goswami says, may Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's exactly like a lion that kills all the elephants of desire, be awakened within everyone's heart. For by his merciful blessings, one can understand the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. What this means is, you can think of Krishna when you have Gauranga Mahaprabhu's blessings. Now, Gauranga Mahaprabhu gives us a few helpful processes which can help in this process of cleaning the heart. Or you could say, which will help him in the process of cleaning your heart. He says, a very important process is Vaishnav Seva. When you serve other devotees. There was once this famous king, Rajashri Vanamali Das, of a country called Taras. It must be a very small country because I couldn't locate it on old maps. So, but he was a king who renounced everything to live in Vrindavan. But, you know, he had many, many old impressions of wars. You know, kings live with many women. They enjoy life and so on. And he could not really become Krishna conscious. So he went to this Jagadish Baba, who is a disciple of the famous Bhagavan Das, who from Kalna, who was a friend of Gorkhasur Das Babaji. So he went to this Jagadish Baba and asked him, tell me, how can I get prema? Now Jagadish Baba is one of these, you call them siddhas, perfected souls who talk with Krishna, who see Krishna like we see other people. Jagadish Baba once was visited by Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan, and there are accounts of this. You know, he's really one of the people which really we cannot say these are the people. So Jagadish Baba gave an answer. If you want to get prema, you have to stop your pretense. You are throwing with your money many, many parties, bandas it's called. Banda means where you feed people. You feed many, many people and you think you are a great Vaishnava because you do these bandas. But you have to do Vaishnava Seva to those Vaishnavas who are in need of medicine, in need of food, of cloth. Find them out and serve them. Don't make these public feasts in order to increase your own glories of a very pious person. You know, go to those who really need, who need. Then, when Bhagavan sees that you are taking care of those who really need your help, at that time, he will give you prema bhakti. Some of our devotees had seen this, and they had made wonderful, wonderful feasts for the old widows, the old babas who have nothing and no one to take care of them. They have found them out and invited them and brought them with tractors to feed them and to give them chadas for the winter. You know, this is important. So many older devotees are in need. So many people who have dedicated their young lives and who are old and decrepit, really have problems. They need so much. They need care. So if Krishna sees that you really go to those who care, who need you, and you take care of them, visit devotees in hospital, go to devotees who are very sad and discouraged, then the prema bhakti will come. That was Jagadish Baba's answer, and I thought it was a very good answer. Vaishnava seva is really very helpful to get prema bhakti. This is on the top list of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's priorities, what to do. Another very important point is something which we discussed yesterday with some devotees in personal meetings. Read the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, when Krishna disappeared from the world, he thought, what will the world do without me? I have to come and install myself into the world in a permanent form. You know, like some of you are computer programmers or look computers, you know that if you install a new program in your computer, that will automatically inform the whole computer and take viruses out. I can't give so many good examples because I'm not a computer user myself. I heard you install a new program and then that does something with the in your computer. So Lord Krishna thought, I need to install myself in this world in a permanent form. And his idea was, I come as in a literary form as the Bhagavatam. You know, one sun goes, the Krishna sun, and another sun comes. The Bhagavatam. When you read the Bhagavatam daily, something will happen. Shoka moha bayapaha. You will become free of sufferings, of illusion, and of existential fears. You will become free of this. But more important, Krishna comes into your heart as you regularly read. Of course, Mahaprabhu's main process is the holy name, and I think we talked yesterday a little bit about it. You know, the holy name in Mahaprabhu's process is like the head of what he gave. The rest is the body. Now, when the head does something, the rest of the body follows. Imagine you put your head down. You pay an obeisance. Every limb, the shoulders, your hands, your knees, everything has to follow the head. So when you do this one process perfectly, chanting Hare Krishna, you know, which is the head of all the other processes of the bhakti sadhana, all the other sadhanas will become very easy. You will love to read. You will love to do Vaishnav Seva. You will love to visit the holy Dham. You will love to worship deities and so on. It will all come when you do this one process, which is the head of everything else, and you do it well. And I have a gift for you of the holy name, which I will give to you a little later, there are five very powerful instructions from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, how you can chant with taste in your life. Anyways, let's get back to the main point. Lord Chaitanya's light-fulfilled form, his dazzling, resplendent, luminous form, which should come in the heart and drive away the darkness. You know, even before Gauranga Mahaprabhu came out of the womb of Mother Sachi, his dazzling form was already there. When Mother Sachi was carrying Gauranga Mahaprabhu under her heart, she was often visited by demigods who were attracted to that child within her womb, which made her resplendent. We have some mothers here, and a woman who has a child and who wants a child and finally has a child becomes effulgent with the motherly qualities. If she is someone who wants a child, obviously. But the splendor which Mother Sachi had was different. The splendor which came was not just a human splendor, it was a divine splendor. And therefore the devatas, who are already full of light, you know, they come from the heavenly planets and they worshipped her, just like they worshipped Krishna when Krishna was in Devaki's womb. You know, they could perceive the great splendor. Now when he appeared, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared, he forecasted or foretold or his mission in a wonderful way. His influence, you know, splendor can also be seen as a certain influence on others, began to move everyone. You know, he had just appeared and everyone, including the Muslims in Navadvip, felt an influence which in their heart, which just brought them to Mother Ganga, and they all chanted, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, sing the name of Krishna, sing the name of Hari. And they were overwhelmed. As a little child, he continued to bring the world alive with the chanting. You know, it started one day when Gauranga just cried, wah, 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 like a little child, and a lady came by, and as the lady was passing, it was not a relative to the house, to the Mishras, the lady chanted, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, to pacify Gauranga, and immediately Gauranga stopped. So there were other people in the house who had seen this, that because Gauranga Mahaprabhu can cry very loud, you know, it can be, imagine God decides to cry and get on your nerves with his crying, you know. And Gauranga was like this, very intense, you know, because he wanted something. So everyone had heard it and said, well, that's a good thing. If he stops like this, if I say Hari Bol, wonderful, I also will say Hari Bol. And you know, he would really go like full power, and and everyone went like Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and immediately he would stop. So in this way, soon the whole neighborhood just chanted from morning till evening. You know, because they know we will have peace when we chant. And of course, then when you start chanting, you may start chanting for one reason, that to have peace, you know. But after you have started to taste the happiness of chanting, you will like to chant, you know. So in this way, even as a baby, he made the whole neighborhood just chant. Day and night the baby would cry if the people would not chant, and then they would go, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and so on. My dear devotees, there's another secret why Gauranga Mahaprabhu cried so much in his past times. And listen to this beautiful secret. I know of some of our children who cried a lot when they were when they were small, and usually it is because of flatulations. In German you say Blähungen, and it's very painful, but Gauranga doesn't have Blähungen, you know. He has a transcendent body. He doesn't have flatulations or digestive problems, you know. He cried for another reason. He cried, his external reason was to bring others to chant the holy name, but he had a secret reason. And listen to this, I will just say it very briefly because it seems to be his secret. Gauranga Leela is full of tears. The Leela of Gauranga is a crying Leela. Crying not because of mundane problems, but crying, Kahan Krishna, where are you, Krishna? And this crying started right from the birth. Where are you, Krishna? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? It is the crying in viraha, in separation. In viraha bhakti, that special brand of bhakti which was brought by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, even as a child, was very, very merciful to others, to strangers. Krishna is not so merciful, and there is a small little episode which I would like to tell you, which will give joy to your heart on Gopunim. Shukadev Goswami describes Krishna's childhood leela, and you will find out that Krishna was a little reserved as a child. He wouldn't mix with everyone. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu was different, and you will see. Let us compare the two leelas. Tavangri yukmanganu krishya sarish prishanto gosha pragosha ruchiram rajakadameshu tannada hrishta manasavanu shritya lokam mukta prabita vadupe yayatunti matro. It's from the 10th canto, the 8th chapter, which describes little Krishna Balaram. When Krishna and Balaram, with the strength of their legs, crawled in the muddy places created in Braj by cow dung and cow urine, their crawling resembled the crawling of serpents, and the sound of their anchor bells was very charming. Just see this, this picture before you. The dust of Braj is full with cow dung and cow urine. It is now very muddy, and Krishna and Balaram, like little snakes, you know, crawl crawl through this, and the anchor bells cling, 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 and everyone goes, oh my God, so sweet. Very much pleased by the sound of Krishna and Balaram's anchor bells. No, it's very much pleased by the sound of other people's anchor bells. Krishna and Balaram used to follow these people as if going to their mothers. So Krishna Balaram follow the Brijbasis who walks also there, and they crawl through the mud and go behind them, thinking they are the mothers. But when they saw that these were other people, they became afraid, turned around and returned to their real mothers, Yashoda and Rohini. They wouldn't go with strangers. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is totally different, and that will show you the mood of his incarnation. Even as a child, when a stranger came and lifted his and made the sign to lift them in their embrace, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would run and threw himself into the embrace of the strangers, even into the embrace of the thieves. There were once two thieves who saw, well, he's so nicely decorated with gold and everything. Phew, we want to rob the gold away from him. And so these thieves came. They gave Gauranga Sandesh, and Gauranga said, "Wow, wow, wow, Sandesh!" Yes, he knew that they were thieves who wanted to just rob him, and I don't know, do maybe something strange with him. And he climbed. He allowed that they put them on the shoulders, and then the thieves ran away with him to go into the forest to do their crime, where no one could see them. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu was happily riding along, and he used his yoga maya. Zack! And the thieves, who wanted to go to the forest to do their crime, walked around, came back to the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachidevi, and we're totally shocked. My God, we are back at the old place. Let's put this child down and run, run, run. And then they ran away. So Sachidevi, who had already looked for Gauranga and found Gauranga, told all the relatives who were crying in the court for Gauranga, "Gauranga is back. Who brought him back? Let us bind turbans around their head to worship them who brought our child who was lost back." But the thieves had run. But they had the touch of Gauranga's lotus feet on their hearts, and they were never the same. So Mahaprabhu does this. He somehow comes and gives mercy even to unqualified people, and he helps them to come in their heart. Now I want to describe to you something very, very funny. But I want to first make the point that Gauranga mesmerized everyone with his effulgence. One day, Mother Sachi walked into the courtyard and she was shocked. She saw spots of blood in the courtyard. Now imagine you have a child and you see blood in the courtyard. You immediately go, you've almost fainted. It was... Then she heard the tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle. And she looked. What was going on? And what she saw is so wonderful. She saw her little boy Gauranga walking through the courtyard, but his rosy feet were full of red light. And this red light colored the floor. And then he walked on the floor, had the same rosy light. So she rushed to Gauranga, having witnessed this wonder, and breastfed him, and looked while Gauranga was happily suckling her breast, looked into the palms, and she could see the palms are also red. They have a red shine. Then she looked at the feet, and she said, "It can't be true." Then she said to Gauranga, "Gauranga, just go and call your father. I have to tell him something." And as Gauranga walked out of the house, Mother Sachi heard the sound of little anchor bells. "What is this boy? He sounds now like Krishna." Then Jagannath Mishra came. "Oh, Devi, you called me. You know, I'm seeing into the on the feet of my boy, and there's a rosy hue and effulgence coming. I'm seeing into the courtyard, and I'm seeing it's all red from this effulgence of his. come, let us look at the courtyard. So they go into the courtyard, husband and wife, and they see the footprints of their son, the footprints which are full of a lotus flower, a goat which is used to control an elephant. They see a fish on the lotus flower, and they look at it as a, these are the signs of Krishna's lotus feet. Something is wrong here. This Jagannath Mishra says, everything is all right. Our Shalam Gramshila is extremely active. He walks in the court. It's him. It's the Shalam Gramshila. But then let us look at his feet. So Mother Sachi looks at the feet of Gauranga and sees the same footprint. And they call the topmost of astrologers, Nilambara Chakravarti, and say, what is with this boy? He has the footprints of Krishna. Then Nilambara laughs and says, I said that at the time of his birth and you didn't believe me. This is not an ordinary boy. He is Krishna. The signs in your court are not from the walking Shalagram Shila. Shalagram Shilas don't leave footprints. It's your boy who is Krishna. Mahaprabhu's splendor was extraordinary. Sometimes Mother Sachi would take Gauranga Mahaprabhu into her bed. You know, like when you go to sleep, parents know this very well. You need to take your little boy or your little girl, or when the little boy or little girl wants to sleep, then you have to, they can't sleep, fall asleep alone. You need to be there. They need to have your presence. So Mother Sachi took the little boy in her bed and hurry, 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 hoping that he would fall asleep. And then she would be visited in her sleeping chambers by the devatas who prayed to the little boy, you are our Lord, please accept our worship. Mahaprabhu would somehow always do these things to startle people so that he would come into the heart of the people. My last pastime for this morning is, I have so many, but I want to come to an end so that we can proceed with the other things. Let me just, we are already over time. But my last pastime is very good pastime. You will like it very much. Mahaprabhu would make arrangements that people would think of them. In Navadvip, there were two bathing ghats, one for the women, one for the men. So one day, Mahaprabhu came to these two bathing ghats and he took all the zaris to the bathing ghat of the men, distributed them on the stairs, and all the dhotis from the bathing ghat of the men, he took to the bathing ghat of the women. Then he used his illusory energy, yoga maya potency. The men came out of the bathing, went to their spot, dried their bodies, and put on their zari, thinking they were dhotis. Very colorful. And the women came out of their bathing spot, went to where they had placed their garments, and dressed in dhotis. Then they started walking into the town, and people would say, hey, alas, how do you look, great Pandit? What happened to you? I don't know how these people are called. Are they men who dress in women's clothes? Is it transvestite? Or you know, they're a little special, you know. and you know, great Pandit, yeah, something has happened. What? how does this happen? So they ran back to see where is my dhoti, you know, to get my dhoti. And the women also, very chaste women, very paka ladies, they all had dhotis. And the other ladies said, look at you, what happened? You are not a widow, you are married. And they also ran back to get their clothes. So they saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu holding his cheeks in his hand and going, ha, 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 and laughing and laughing and laughing so much. And then they knew, you did it to us. But when they looked at the effulgence, and this is here our whole point, we talk about the effulgence from Gauranga, they became spellbound. Prabodhananda says, Vishvaika Samohini. Mohini means to bewilder, and Samohini means to totally bewilder. Vishvaika means the whole universe. It was this, the effulgence of Gauranga, what you would go like, so beautiful, so wondrous, so, I feel so much ecstasy just looking at this form. And this is the power of Gauranga. Dear devotees, don't avoid thinking of Gauranga. Think about this verse and give him a place in your heart. So I want to do this little exercise now, if our children allow us to do it. If the parents see that your children feel uncomfortable for some time, you may give them what they need, and so on. I want you to sit actually, why don't we first do the concluding bhajan and then we do the meditation, because now you heard so much. Or are you ready to meditate? Bhajan, I think it will go to do something to us, and then we are fully awake. All right. We have prepared a song sheet for you of a song where we pray for Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. The song is very simple to sing. It's very beautiful. It's called Gauranga Karuna Koro. Dina. Gauranga Karuna Koro, Dinahi Na Jane, Gauranga Karuna Koro, Dinahi Na Jane. Mosamo Potita Prabhu, Nahi Tribhuvane. Mosamo Potita Prabhu, O my dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. O Lord, there is no one more fallen than myself and all the three worlds. Dante Trinadori Gaura. Taki he tomara, Dante Trina Dari Gola Daki He Tomara Kripa Kori Vidaya Mandire Kripa kori esho ama I hold grass between my teeth. O Lord Gora, I'm calling out to you now. Please, please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. Oh, jadi daya na koribe patita dekhiya jadi daya na koribe patita dekhiya patita pavana nama kishera logiya patita pavana nama kishera logiya. If you do not give your mercy to me, seeing how fallen I am, then how can you be known as Patita Pavana, the merciful savior of the fallen? Podeci bava tufane nohika nishtara. Charana Charani Dane Dase Koropara Sri Charana Charani Dane Dase Koropara. I'm plunged amidst the violent hurricane-stricken waves in the ocean of this material world, from which there is no escape. Kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death. Oh, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Anudasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Ratana kodaye sada O nadota madasa Ratana sada Narottam Das the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, ceaselessly, that means without stop, makes this prayer. Oh, Gauranga Karuna Kara Hina Hina Jane Gauranga Karuna Kara Gauranga Karuna Kara Hina Hina Jane Hey! Gauranga Karuna Kara Hina Hina Jane Emotama Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Motama Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Sama patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh, go! Jaya Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Jaya Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Garanna Gaura Hari Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. For a moment, I just think about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Put the papers aside. Become peaceful. Concentrate on what is going on in the room. And we will do the meditation another time. Hare Krishna. Okay, the parents have understood. Fine. It takes a lot of training for our parents. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's form is described to be very, very luminous, splendorous. And therefore, we want to invite him into the core of our heart so that by his merciful effulgence, all what is troublesome and makes our heart so heavy will go away today on Gopunim. We want him to appear in our hearts. Mahaprabhu's fingernails are described to be like moons, and in this way rays of light are coming from his fingernails. His face and especially the smile is so attractive and so full of light that even the moon feels attracted when the Lord walks through the night. Mahaprabhu's toenails are also described like moons. In every sense, Chaitanya Chandra is spreading his light all over. Let us sit for a moment facing the deity on the altar. He's dressed today in a garment like the white rays of the moon. His arms are raised upwards, telling us, chant, chant, forget your misery, chant, take my name. Let us pray to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu to come into the chamber of our heart.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much for participating in this Gopunim festival. Thank you also on the computer. And if you want to find the verse which we read today, it appears in Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 4, and Adi Lila, chapter 3, text 4. But I read from Antya Lila, chapter 1, text 132, because there is this wonderful purport of where Rupa Goswami's own commentary to his verse can be found. Hare Krishna. Maybe you want to...